It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
If you're just joining us, Ken is on the phone to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call, and he's got a big problem that he needs to get on top of. Or is it under? Or behind? How do you attack a problem like this, Ken? Do you know? I guarantee you, Ken, you actually don't know how to attack this problem.
I don't know how to. That's why I called you guys.
Yeah, it's a tough one to tackle, Ken. If you're just joining us, Ken needs to call his fiance. They've been together for 6 years, and they have agreed not to sleep with each other until they're married. They're both virgins, and it's for religious reasons, but they're about to be married, and now Ken thinks that it's time that they try it before they actually get married. Ooh. All right, Ken, are you about ready to call her?
I guess. I mean, any suggestions you guys have for me? Like, just don't say kick the tires. Is that it?
Don't say kick the tires. Also, I wouldn't tell her that part of the reason you're doing this is because your buddies are pressuring you.
Agreed.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I mean, if I were you and you wanted to convince her to do this with you, I would pitch it as you're just nervous about the wedding night, because I feel like that's a lot of pressure for one night. And if you just get it out of the way once, then your wedding night may be more enjoyable because you won't be so nervous and thinking about it all day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's nervous.
Yeah.
Also, use a sexy Latin accent.
Oh, that's a good idea. I like that. No woman can turn down an accent.
They can't resist it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking that before we are married, perhaps we should get in the sheets together and do what animals do.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I don't know if you're being serious or not right now.
I am not. No, I'm not being serious, Ken. But yeah.
Just emphasize how much you love her and how you are committed to her for life. And you feel like in God's eyes, you guys are already married, right?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, you're already committed
to her. All right. Well, here we go, man. I'm going to dial her phone number and you can do your thing. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, don't do all of your thing, but just talk to her.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going, babe?
Hey, good. Sorry, I didn't recognize the number. What's that?
Nothing much. I was just calling to see how you were doing. How's everything going today?
Pretty good. What about you?
You know, things are good. I'm a little, I've been thinking about something that's kind of crazy, but, you know,
Are you all right? You sound really stressed out.
Yeah, I'm fine. I've just been thinking about something, and it's like, you know, I love you. I absolutely love you.
Yeah, I love you too. Is everything okay? What's wrong?
So, you know how we're engaged now, and you know, I'm super happy. I hope you are too, right?
Yeah, of course I am.
And you know how we've saved ourselves till marriage for over these last 6 years.
Right.
Well, I was wondering if we couldn't.
What do you mean if we couldn't?
Well, like, if we just didn't wait anymore.
What?
I mean, our future is together. And I feel like we're already married in our hearts, and I feel like we should just give it a try.
You're serious?
Yeah.
We've been together for 6 years, and this has really never come up. So where is this coming from now?
I mean, I've just heard some stuff about compatibility, and I don't know. I just feel like we should give it a try.
We will give it that try, like, when the time is right on our wedding night. That's why it's going to be so special that day.
But I heard that if it is your first time on your wedding night, you might get a little stage fright and overthink everything. I'm going to be nervous anyway. And, you know, I'm just saying, just try it once, and however it goes is okay, and we'll just see how it is, and then we'll get it out of the way so I won't be freaked out, and you won't be freaked out on the wedding night, and it'll be fine, and it'll be good, and it'll be wonderful.
But we made a promise, like, we made this promise to ourselves and the Lord and, like, our parents. Like, what is your mom going to think if she finds out if we do this before?
I don't know, and I don't care. I feel like we should just give it a shot. And
I don't really know what to say.
I mean, honey, aren't you curious how it is?
Well, I mean, honestly, no, not really.
How is that possible? You don't wonder what it's like just a little tiny bit?
Look, Ken, I have to tell you this. I am not really a virgin.
Wait, you're not a virgin?
Yeah, I mean, I have kind of done it before.
Wait, we've been together for 6 years. How did this happen? When did this happen?
Calm down, babe. It was in college, and it was just three guys in college.
Three guys at one time?
Wait. Wait.
I want to know, too. Yeah, three guys at one time.
What was that noise? What are...
Oh, hey, gosh. What's up, Meredith? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
What's happening? Why are all these people on the phone? We're having, like, a conversation.
Yeah, I should explain that. Sorry about that. I was just wanting to get right into it. This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
Gosh. I feel so bad for you.
What? We're on the radio?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yes, sir. God. I want to know, though. Was it three guys at one time?
No, you guys. Like,
that's crazy,
man. It's none of our business.
Hold on. All right. Calm down a second. Okay. Look, I'll explain. This is something that we do on the show called an Awkward Tuesday phone call. And your boyfriend, Ken, he actually does want to try to do it before you're married, now that you guys are engaged. And he didn't know how to bring it up to you. So we gave him some advice and he made the phone call. And then we found out that you are not a virgin and Ken thought you were.
Oh, no.
Ken, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, good. I was worried you passed out, Ken.
Oh, my God, this is so embarrassing.
Honey, you've told me that you were a virgin.
I mean, I actually never told you I was a virgin. I just said I agreed with you and that we should wait.
So you said three guys in college?
Well, yeah, but it was all spread out. It was college. It was before I met you and everything.
But you never mentioned you weren't a virgin before.
Because in the eyes of the Lord, I am a virgin again. I was re-virginized.
Wait, that can happen? Oh. Wait, is that really a thing?
Yeah, people do that in the church for sure. Yeah. So is that what you consider yourself, Meredith?
It is, yes.
Okay.
But Meredith, don't you feel kind of... I mean, I can't imagine going 6 years and not sharing that with the person that I'm going to marry.
I probably should have brought it up, but I didn't think it was going to be a problem, and, like, I consider myself a virgin.
Well, I bet those three guys don't consider you a virgin.
Whoa.
Ken, sweetheart, please just relax, please. Like, it's a totally different thing. It was so long ago, and those three guys, like, I don't even remember their names. Like, I'm just looking forward, you know, I was looking forward to spending time with you for the rest of my life, not thinking about that.
I don't.
Ken, are you still wanting to do it before the big day?
I think so, but okay. I don't know. I need to talk to
Three guys and see how it was.
No! Oh my God! You will do not make this worse for him.
I was just wondering if you want to get some opinions or advice beforehand.
Sweetheart, come on! Like, it was so long ago. Are you really mad at me about that now?
Honey, I'm not really mad. I'm kind of confused and a little disappointed, and I can't believe I'm talking to a non-virgin right now.
Yeah, I know. Meredith, you're the only non-virgin on the phone right now. It's crazy.
What's it like? It is. Yeah. I don't know what it's like. It's a good point, Jubal. We're very saint-like in this room.
Ken, it's not that big of a deal. Like, not this crazy big thing. Like, just please remember, like, I love you, and I'm looking forward to marrying you. And I know this just got really, really weird right now with the way we're having this conversation, but I just want our relationship to be great right now, and I think we can do it.
Okay. Okay, honey, I trust you and I love you.
Aww.
I love you too, but if you need to talk about this more, we can do it at home.
You know what, Ken? Honestly, I feel like this is going to be a good thing for you.
Why?
Well, because, look, virgins are terrible, right? Trust me. At least you can show you what to do, and it's going to be a better experience for you when you guys do it.
You're
promise.
It's a bigger disappointment for her than it is for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't listen to them, Ken. You'll be great. You're going to be incredible.
See? She's already coaching you.